AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. There is worldwide condemnation of the assault on a museum in the capital of Tunisia. Foreign tourists scrambled in panic after militants stormed the National Barter Museum and killed 19 people. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
The United States stands with the Tunisian people at this difficult time and continues to support the Tunisian government's efforts to advance a secure, prosperous, and democratic Tunisia.
Two gunmen were slain by security forces following the deadly attack on civilians. Authorities are searching for two or three accomplices in the attack. Several people have been shot inside a restaurant in the Swedish city of Gothenburg, and at least two of them have died. No indication of terrorism, though, as we hear from the AP's Carl Ritter.
Police said it's too early to speculate on the motive, but they did say this shooting took place in a part of the city with a history of gang-related violence. So their working theory at this point is that it's gang-related, and there were no suggestions at this point that it had anything to do with terrorism.
A suspect is in custody in connection with Wednesday's frightening rampage in Mesa, Arizona, in which a gunman killed one person and wounded five others.
The suspect was taken into custody about 5 hours after the shooting. Officers spotted him on an apartment balcony where he apparently broken into an apartment complex and deployed their stun guns. So there was no deadly force used. He was actually seen being brought out in somewhat of a hazmat suit. Authorities indicated they were just trying to retain as much evidence as possible on his clothing.
The AP's Brian Skoloff reports the rampage included a motel shooting, a carjacking, and a home invasion. Fed Chair Janet Yellen is no longer saying the Federal Reserve will be patient in deciding when to boost interest rates.
In particular, this change does not mean that an increase will necessarily occur in June, although we can't rule that out.
The Dow closed up 180 points. This is AP Radio News. Although they didn't see eye to eye, the Senate's top Democrat has made a point of thanking a Republican colleague.
Since his eye was severely injured in a New Year's Day exercise accident, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid has undergone at least two surgeries to try to regain sight in that eye. Reid made a point of thanking Republican Senator Rand Paul, an ophthalmologist, for, in Reid's words, being kind, thoughtful, and considerate in helping deal with the situation.
Visiting with me, giving me encouragement, and some expert advice.
Reid, who has worn dark glasses since the accident, said he wanted Paul's constituents to know how kind he's been. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Liza Minnelli has checked herself into rehab, and a rep says she's making excellent progress. The spokesman says Minnelli has valiantly battled substance abuse over the years, and whenever she needed to seek treatment, she has done so. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.